When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you were able to see him when we all walked in, but there were four little saints that walked in with us with our Faith First program. Would you mind coming up here real quick? Is that okay? Just so you can see them. All right. We got one more coming. Come on up, sweetheart. All right, we have, to make sure I got this right, St. Patrick, right, St. Mark, St. Mary, and St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, right? Why don't we thank them for their help with us today? Thank you very much, boys and girls. You can go back to your seats. Those are four saints out of the more than 7,000 saints that have been officially recognized by the church. And while that is a relatively large number, and frankly, most of them would be unknown and unfamiliar to us, the reason we celebrate this day is because we know that there are far more than that that have walked before us with faithfulness and relationship to God. People, some of which may be known to us, some of whom may be known to us. We come here today to honor all the saints, those that are recognized officially by the church, that are recognized over and over again as that number increases, but also all those in our own lives, people that perhaps we have known, people in our community, people in our family, people among our friends, who provide a witness to us of what discipleship is truly about. People that we look to and say, that is a person that is a model to us for Christianity. The saints are very important to us. The saints are important to us, first of all, simply because we're a part of they're a part of our community. They pray for us. They love us. They stand before our Lord, and they desire for us to be with them. But they're particularly important, I think, and the reason we come together to honor them is because they provide a model for us. So many thousands and thousands that have gone before us that show us a pathway to God. When he was a young man, St. Ignatius of Loyola was a soldier, and he spent his youth fantasizing about all things that had to do with being a soldier, about knights, about chivalry, about romantic notions and ideas. And that was something that filled his mind and his thoughts and ultimately led him into the military itself. And right at the moment where he thought he was fulfilling that, in battle, he received a severe wound from a cannonball. And that put him in a bed in a hospital for well over a year. And while he was there, still fantasizing about all the ideas of what was noble and what was beautiful, he asked for novels, for reading material, and particularly asked if there was anything that had to do with chivalry and romance and all of those sorts of things. And what he found in the hospitals, the only books that they had was a Bible and a set of books on the lives of the saints. And so he began reading the lives of the saints. And it took some time, but St. Ignatius said that he began to realize that his heart was filled with excitement as he read the lives of the saints. And unlike the experience of excitement that he had when he read about knights and chivalry and romanticism, that sense of longing stayed with him while the others just faded away. And he began to realize that the courage and the justice and the goodness and the right that he read in the lives of the saints was different because it was real. It was real, not a fantasy, not an imagination. But he saw in the lives of very ordinary people something heroic. And at some point, St. Ignatius simply decided, I want to be like them. I want to be like them. And that, my brothers and sisters, changed his life. St. Ignatius is considered one of the great saints of the church, the founder of the Jesuits, who brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to all ends of the earth, the one who is considered the great model of discernment in the church, of spiritual discernment of the spirits, of knowing what it is that tugs at our heart that is good, and also coming to understand what it is that we need to let pass by. And that all began simply because he saw in the lives of other people something he wanted. He wanted to be a saint. He wanted to be like those that he read about. And what I'd like to suggest to some degree is that that's why this day is important. We come here to remember all those that went before us, those that we can name, and those that may be known just in my own life. People, family members, community members, those that are a model to me of Christian charity. We remember them because in many ways, my brothers and sisters, we're called to be like them. We're called to be with God. Every single one of us in the water of baptism was called to be a saint and nothing less. But if we want to live in that life, if we want to be somebody like that, then like St. Ignatius, we need to want it. We got to desire it. Something needs to stir within our heart that isn't okay with just accepting the mediocrity that so often fills our lives, but desires something more, something deeper, that truly desires to be among the saints, to live among the saints. We are called to want to be saints. And I really do think that if we desire that at a deep level, then that will govern everything else. Everything else. Our whole lives will be arranged on that. And truly heroic things, not because of what we create, but because of what God accomplishes, because he will fulfill the desire to be with him. He will fulfill our desire to be with him. We just have to long for it. We have to desire it. And so we come here to remember people that went before us who we know wanted to be with God, wanted to live among the saints, and to remember that their great desire for us is that we desire the same thing. That we live with them. That we long for that. That we long for God. And why? St. Paul tells us, dearly beloved, what a great joy and a great grace and a great gift that we have. That we can't expect. And yet we come here because our Father has loved us and made us adopted sons and daughters. Because God first loved us wants us to live with him. We should have a sense of joy, a sense of thanksgiving, a sense of longing that says, I want that. I want to be with him. I want to live among the saints. And so tonight, as we come together, surrounded by a crowd of witnesses, surrounded by those who have striven or have strived after God's own love in their own lives, let us be a people that does that too. Let us all respond to God's call to sainthood so that we can be counted among those who are chosen, those who are saved, those who are loved, and who love in return. Amen.